This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Daniel Werfel is his name, the new guy at the IRS. President Obama named him acting director of the most beleaguered agency in Washington today. And it's very much a frying pan into the fire move for Mr. Werfel, who, as one of the top people at the White House Budget Office, has spent much of the past 6 months dealing with the sequester. Now he's got to deal with a scandal the likes of which the IRS hasn't seen in decades and an agency that wasn't in such great shape to begin with. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura gets us going today.
The IRS is a far cry from what it used to be in the 1960s.
The IRS was often held up as a model government agency, a place you wanted to work.
Lloyd Meyer teaches tax law at Notre Dame. He and other experts I talked to, including someone who recently left the IRS, told me morale there is low. The agency is understaffed.
There is an enormous number of IRS managers, soon to approach more than half of them, who are eligible for retirement.
Of course, a scandal is not going to help recruitment. NYU law professor Daniel Shaviro says staffing is just one part of the problem.
The IRS is scandalously underfunded, and it's all out of politics.
The agency's budget has fallen by $1 billion since 2010. If it got more money, the IRS could do more enforcement. But lawmakers know the prospect of more audits probably doesn't thrill constituents. So like many regulatory agencies, the IRS has been forced to do more with less. Howard Gleckman is with the Tax Policy Center. He says the IRS is under-resourced and overwhelmed, and it's developed a culture of secrecy.
The agency that expects 150 million taxpayers to fully disclose everything about their lives is unwilling to disclose very much at all about what it does.
And that's more than just collecting taxes. John Colombo teaches at the University of Illinois College of Law.
There are huge portions of the Internal Revenue Code that really are about public policy.
Like tax deductions to incentivize behavior, including home ownership. It also has to determine which groups should be tax exempt and which shouldn't. And if that's not enough, the IRS will also have to enforce the president's new health care law. Colombo says the IRS's new commissioner has to focus on restoring the agency's credibility. No one's ever going to like the IRS, he says. We're talking about taxes here, but it has to be respected. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.